SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
And coming up now on NITV Radio, I'm really happy to be joined by my sister, Ray Johnston, who also happens to be, among other things, one of the hosts of Going Places with Ernie Dingo on NITV. Hi, Ray.
Hey, sis. How you doing?
I'm all the more better for speaking to you now.
Oh, likewise.
No. It's been a hot minute, as the young ones say.
It has. It's been a little while. I've been running around the country doing some fun stuff with the Going Places team. It's been great.
And you've been with Going Places with Ernie Dingo for a few years now. Tell us about your job and what you do.
Well, this is my second season with the show after Uncle Ernie decided to open it up and bring on a cast of presenters to back him up on our travels. It's been fantastic. And yeah, we spend a bit of a chunk of time traveling around, heading to a place, and we really get to know those places through the eyes of the people that love it, which is, I think, the best way to travel. And it's a way of traveling that not a lot of people get to experience, really. You kind of rock up at places and go, all right, where's a place to get coffee? You know, where do we go out for dinner or whatever? But being invited into people's lives, and you get to spend a day with them. You get to hang out with them while they're at work or while they're doing what they do for fun. And you get to learn about their love for their hometown, and it's a pretty special way to experience it.
Now, I would like to hear about some of these characters that you've met upon your travels around this beautiful big brown land. Tell us about some of the characters you've met on the Going Places with Ernie Dingo show, Ray.
Yeah, well, one of the apps that's already gone to air, so you can catch it on SBS On Demand, is that I went out and got to see a folk band in a place called Pecola. And they were a folk duo, and they taught me how to play the lagophone, which was a fun experience.
Wow.
Well, look, one of the things about the show is that you end up doing things that you've never done before for the first time while you're being filmed, and then everyone gets to watch you. So not very good at playing the lagophone. I was doing a bit of heel and toe polka, though, and having gone to a very small school in a very tiny country town, I absolutely know my barn dances. So that was a fun experience, remembering that I've got that hidden somewhere back in the recesses of my lizard brain. But the couple that I've met there, Erin and her partner, I got to learn about Australian folk music, which is something that I hadn't even really thought about much before. And it's all about creating music inspired by country and by the land. And it's a type of music that can't really exist in urban areas, in city areas.
Okay.
And I found that really, really interesting. But look, I got to meet so many people this season. I'm looking forward to everyone getting to know them. Yeah, one of the episodes I've got coming up in Shepparton, actually, is with a gentleman named Azem, who runs a kebab shop there and does lots of things for charity. And he's one of those people that will be at any kind of natural disaster cooking up a storm. And
Bless.
He taught me how to cook some of his traditional meals by the lake there. And it was wonderful. But I got to put my science hat on as well. being a science and tech journo, I absolutely got to dig into that a little bit out at Bujbim National Park. Got to go visit the eel traps.
Now, if you could describe that place for us, because we are radio sis, how would you describe standing on that country? And can you paint a picture for us, eh?
Oh, absolutely. I think, obviously you get to see those beautiful pictures in the show itself and those aerial shots from the drone that our drone operator Scotty does, second to none. You'll see them from above. But you're looking out at this country and you're seeing all of these waterways and you're seeing where water has been and where water will be. And then you get to see all these rocks and you're looking at it going, okay, like, you know, there's just rocks out there under the water and above the water. That's fine. And then once you start to look closely, you notice that they're channels and they're tunnels and they're structures that have existed for thousands of years. And they were constructed by the Gunditjmara people to catch eels. And it's a way that they've been catching eels out there forever and still are today. And you can go out there and you can see how the eels have been caught traditionally and then eat an eel platter, which was amazing. So I got to sit down and I ate so much eel that day. All I could smell on my fingers for days after was just eel oil.
True.
It was incredible. Yeah. I'm like, what can I say? Oh, it's that eel smell on my hand again.
That eel smell. I nearly caught an eel once on the, I think it was up in the Nowra River years ago when I was a little girl, and the eel wrapped itself around my fishing line, and then some local blackfellas come up next to me and said, we'll take that home for eating. It's a good feed. And I went, go for it. I'd never had eel before, but I'm happy for you to have it.
Oh, really good feed, especially if
what
you're...
What does it taste like, sis?
Oh, well, I would say the closest thing to it that people probably eat commonly might be salmon. Like,
yum.
It's got that really, really intense, oily fish.
And good oils,
what it's
right?
Like. Yeah, really good for you. Mm. Really good oils. Good for your skin, good for your hair, good for everything. Of course it's good for you.
We love that.
Love a bit of eel, but it's really nice smoked.
Yum.
Smoked eel is probably the best way to bring out the flavours. And you can do that out at Boojbim at the little restaurant that they got there. It's fantastic.
But, that's deadly.
Yeah. Got to Boojbim, got to go to Narrawong, to a lavender farm there, and I learnt how lavender oil is made. And that was, you know, just this beautiful sea of lavender growing on these cliff faces by the ocean. It's just stunning. The places that we go, the people that we meet.
You're so lucky. I think I can smell the lavender as you're describing those fields of lavender out there for us, Ray.
Yeah. Definitely, definitely.
And I want to know more about the other destinations that you have been on, your travels with the team from Going Places with Ernie Dingo, which is now screening on NITV, of course. Where else have you been lucky enough to explore?
We went down South Coast, New South Wales way, so Ulladulla. Got to hang out there with a father and son team that are heavily involved in their local Volkswagen club. I didn't even know was a thing. They collect combis and restore them. And we got to drive them all around the hills there, which was really nice, and meet some of the community that come together to restore all these old cars that they just find in paddocks rusting away. And yeah, it's a way that they get closer to each other and also, you know, get rid of some of the rubbish in the local area, turn it into something a bit more useful, which is nice. Also spent some time in Batemans Bay. But did you know that the Australian oyster shucking champion who we sent to the World Championships is a blackfella?
No, I had no idea.
There you go.
And I'm very impressed. And I'd be happy for them to come and shuck my oysters anytime.
Well, I got to go out to the oyster farm and learn about when's a good time to grab oysters, when's not a good time.
Oh.
Like all of the science behind what makes a good oyster, which was really, really interesting.
And then
Duty Dennis. Jared Duty Dennis, we went out and he taught me how to shuck oysters without cutting my hand open. And I ate so many oysters that day.
Oh, yum. So you're making me really hungry now. I might have to go down to the markets late this afternoon after work and go. They have an oyster bar down there at the seafood fish markets. Yeah, and I'm a sucker for some oysters from the oyster bar. So you're making me very hungry, girl.
Good. It's actually pretty funny the amount of time I spent on the coast for this season, considering I'm a freshwater girl and the ocean's usually, you know, a place I look at and go, yep, not meant to go in there. But I also got to go down to Wreck Bay.
And what was that like?
On the South Coast. That was beautiful. We went to a beautiful community in there. I met up with Aunty Teresa Adler, who has this incredible possum skin cloak that she took with her to meet the Pope. I learned all about her story, and she's an incredible woman. And I learned all about the mob down there's connection with the whales. And it was just an amazing day. We got to sit by the fire and have a good yarn and walk along the beach and learn about the history of that place. And yeah, Aunty Teresa there is, you know, she's strong and she's got a great story to tell. And I'm looking forward to everyone being able to meet her.
It really sounds, I can hear it in your voice, you're touched by these people that you meet along the way, which is a really beautiful thing, Ray. I can really hear that in your voice. What do you love most about your job on Going Places with Ernie Dingo, sis? That there must be so much to love about it. Narrow it down, but is it the people?
You really nailed it. It's the people. Yeah, obviously being able to visit some of the most beautiful places across the country is a real privilege, but I get to do it by meeting people that I end up forming, you know, friendships with. We stay in touch afterwards. We get to spend such a good amount of time with people in a place that they care about, that they're passionate about, that's their home. And you know, once you get to spend that amount of time with someone where they get to talk about something they're passionate with, you can't help but let them into your heart, you know? And it's such a privilege to hear those stories and be that close to people in that way. It's not like surface level conversations. You know, you might meet someone on your travels and go, oh, hey, how you going? You know, what do you do for work? Where's the best place to get a cuppa? This is deeper. We get to know people and what motivates them and, you know, what they want to do in the world and why they care about where they are. And it's just so special. And the fact that we get to do that so that we can share those stories with everyone at home, it's just the best. I've got the best job in the world, sis. I'm sorry, I do.
I think you do, sis. I think you do. I do agree with you there. Thank you so much, Ray Johnston, one of the hosts from Going Places with Ernie Dingo. It's been so lovely hearing all about the work that you do on the program with the team, and I look forward to tuning in on NITV and SBS On Demand. Thanks, Ray.
Oh, thanks for having me, sis.